It's time. Time for stimulating talk. Time for thought-provoking conversation. Time for the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600. Turn on your brain and get the real scoop on today's topics and events. Here is Lisa Wexler.
Good morning, good morning. Scheduled to come on our show, hopefully any moment now, is the LPGA multiple award-winning and soon to be in our neighborhood golfing extraordinaire Annika Sorenstam. And she is really she won the presidential, she was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom actually not too long ago for her all-around life and extraordinary athletic accomplishments, particularly in the world of golf and notably in the world of golf. And she's going to be appearing in her first U.S. Women's Senior LPGA tournament right here at Brooklawn Country Club, which is right on the Fairfield-Bridgeport border, Brooklawn, a beautiful club. And she's coming to our neighborhood July 31st through August 1st, that weekend. That's when the tournament is. And she is joining us right now. What a thrill for me. Annika, welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show today. Good morning. Thank you for calling
in.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, thank you for having me.
I have to say it's a real thrill for me. My family, they're all golfers except me. I'm not the golfer. I can't even hit the divot. I just can't do it. But I admire the people that can. And may I call you Annika?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. I noticed you have your foundation as well. Annika, so I have a question for you. And my question is this. Could you please tell me in your opinion, is golf for you, is it more of a physical or a mental game?
I feel like it's more mental. I think at an early age, I would say more physical. But the older I get, I think it's more mental. I think strategize and having a positive attitude and just kind of how you approach things is certainly more in the head than in the body.
When you were growing up, I understand you were a very gifted athlete. They even thought you might become a major skier for Sweden, and you also played junior tennis, and you played soccer. What was it about golf that made that your passion?
You know, I thought it was a very difficult sport. I thought that, you know, every day was just very different. One day I thought I figured my swing out, and the next day I wonder where it went. You know, there's so many different shots to be able to master, whether it was putting, short putts, long putts, chipping, bunker, pitching, driving, irons, you name it. And then the next day you wake up and it's windy or it's raining, and all of a sudden you have a total different approach. So I think just the difficulty made me just want to work harder and trying to figure out this game.
Your sister was also a very good golfer, the two of you.
Yeah, I would say that sports was a big thing in our family. My parents, they picked up golf when my mom was pregnant with me, and she credits her success because she was pregnant and she was swinging. So she always told me, you got the rhythm early, even when you're in the belly.
That's fantastic. That's not a typical sport you would think someone would pick up when they're pregnant, because you're moving your whole body around.
I know. And it's funny enough, I've heard many of, previous professionals who has become mothers, they say they play better when they're pregnant because they stand more steady. The foundation is solid and they just rotate rather than moving sideways.
That's right. The belly keeps them right there, right there. That's funny. Now, you have two children. Do they play golf as well?
We do have two children, 10 and 11, and yes, they're into golf. I would say that the youngest one is really, really into golf. He's been bitten by the golf bug. He's my practice partner, and, it's just we go out together. He loves to practice. He loves to play, and, about once a week we go out as a family. My daughter, who's 11, she can do a little bit, but I honestly think she really doesn't care. She'd rather go into sand and do sand angels. So,
okay.
But it's a fun place to kind of be together, the four of us. And, we are a little competitive, but by the end of the day, it's just nice to be outside and do something together.
I bet it. And so your husband plays as well?
He's a social golfer. That's what we call him.
Okay. He doesn't get to really compete. He's not in the... And let me ask you about competition. We're talking with Annika Sorenstam, who is the premier, probably best, most well-known and most award-winning women's golfer of the last, 100 years, maybe ever. But let me ask you about competition. I really want to know, what is, when you go out and you play a round of golf, are you focused on the people that are playing with you in the tournament? In other words, where does the competition sort of figure in your brain as you're playing a round of golf?
You know, you mentioned earlier that I played a lot of tennis. So in tennis, I think you're concerned about your opponent. You know, you're trying to outsmart it or outhit it or, you know, just be better. But in golf, it's so different because it's you, and it's you in the golf course, and it's your game. And it really doesn't matter who you're playing with. I mean, normally we have a field of 144. And so you know that you can't do anything about that. You just have to go out and play your own game. And I think that's what makes it sometimes harder, because the other players and other groups that might be doing something, well, also you just don't know. So you really have to focus on your own game. And as you know, we play 18 holes. Anything can happen. So I think the players that do the best are the ones that focus in the now, you know, like they're present. They hit the shot and then they go on and hit the other one. And rather than focus on your opponents, because things can happen so quickly. And that's, the beauty of stroke play. And then we have match play, which I know, it's different. That's when you play head to head. That's when you focus a little bit more on your opponent, because you have to be a little more, strategized compared to how they're playing. So I think that's what makes golf so interesting. It's really just you and the course, and you're out there and just trying to do your best.
And in the tournaments, it's stroke play, right? It's the fewest amount of strokes that wins.
Correct. Yeah, we count every single stroke. And, that's what just makes it hard compared to other sports, is you will, whatever you did the previous day, you're actually carrying that score with you, so to speak. So it's not like you can start over. So you really have to be patient. You have to be very disciplined and just, it's kind of like a long marathon run. It just keeps on going and going.
Have you ever been to the Brooklawn Club before? Have you been to that club or here in Connecticut to play golf before professionally?
I have. I was just actually there just maybe 3 weeks ago. I did a stop from Europe. Yes. And because I wanted to see the venue. I wanted to see what Brooklawn was all about. And I mean, it's a beautiful place. As you know, it's an old club, an old Tillinghast design. It's just a very classic golf course. And, I met some of the members and really had a lovely time. So, I know they've hosted some big events in the past, so I look forward to going there.
Well, we're very excited that you're coming. Now, this is you've turned, the ripe old age of 50. Of course, you look a lot younger, and you are a lot younger, probably in terms of how they do. What is your real age? I bet your real age is probably 30. But you decided to join the Lady Senior Tour. Tell us a little bit about that and how women are competing as they get older in golf. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, I stepped away in 2008 and, I got married and having children, and I felt like I was done playing. I'd achieved everything I wanted to achieve. And how life comes at you different ways. And then when COVID hit, my son he wanted to go out more on the golf course. It was one of the few things that we could do. So I spent a lot of time with him on the practice tee. And then I thought, well, I might as well just bring my clubs. I'm just sitting here So I started to hit some, and when I started to hit some, I started to hit them a little better, and then all of a sudden I started to care again, and then I started to work on my game, and then I turned 50 in October, and I said, maybe I should just support some of the events, and unfortunately they don't have many events, but, I look forward to playing in the U.S., Women's Senior Championship, and be nice to kind of connect with some of the players that I used to play with. I mean, we're all in different phases of our lives. I mean, some of them are, business owners. Some of them are parents, and some are, coaches or you name it. So it's going to be fun. And I do have so much respect for the game, and it's just, it's a game for life, really. It really depends on what level of golf you want to play. I don't have the level that I used to, but it's fun to have my family watch and, obviously have my kids walk around and see their mama and what she's doing. And, And to me, I think as a parent, one of the things you should do is just inspire your kids to follow their passion. And, golf has always been mine.
Are they going to be coming into town, Annika?
Yeah, I'm hoping so. They will come and watch a little bit. And, it's just, now my life is about them and about my husband. And it's not so much as about the scores and the competition. It's more about the memories and the journey we do together. So, we've done this together. They've been with me practicing the last, 9 months or so. And so they know that this is a big deal and fun for us. And but also just to be able to spend the summer together and doing things we enjoy.
I know we're coming out of COVID now. It feels so good. Annika Sorensen, I have one more question for you. Do you have an opinion in general about the disparity between professional women's golf and professional men's golf?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a topic we've had for years. And, you know, it's just been a slow process. There's no doubt that I do want to say I think the LPGA is in a really, really good spot. We've had some good leadership with Mike Wan and his team and, you know, and also the great players. I feel like they're very approachable. Obviously, they're great athletes and they give back to the community. I think women's golf is really in a good place and, you know, purses are going up. So, you know, we have to think about the positive, but we're going to continue to work hard and not give up. I mean, there's, you know, supply and demand, as people say, and I think women are really putting their footprints out there. So we got to continue to fight for, you know, for what we deserve and also inspire the next generation so they can continue to carry the torch.
Annika Sorensen, I want to thank you so much for coming on the Lisa Wexler Show this morning. Welcome back again. I didn't realize you were in town just a few weeks ago, but we're very excited to host you at Brooklawn on behalf of all of us here at WICC in the Bridgeport Fairfield County community. We're really delighted that you're going to be playing golf among us and bringing your family, and we want you to have a great time. And thank you for joining us today. I'm really happy to have talked to you.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Look forward to seeing you in a few weeks.
You bet. Thank you so much, Annika Sorensen on the Lisa Wexler Show. We'll be right back.